Bob, you just finished up your second NFL draft as GM. How are you feeling?
Feeling great. It was a long but productive weekend. Added a lot of good football players to our team. Going to add to the competition on both sides of the ball. And, really the credit goes to my staff and the coaches for putting in all the hard work. It's a long process that goes back 12 months or so that feel really good about the whole process being in place and the cross-check scout and the national scout and then passing it off to the coaches when they're done with the season. So it was a good process, and I think we have a good end product.
Six of your nine picks ended up being on defense. Why do you think it ended up that way?
Sort of how the board went. We had some holes on defense that I felt were important to address early in the draft, which we did. And then as the draft goes on, once you get into the third, fourth, and fifth round, you really need to follow the board and kind of take that best player, which, it's something that's not always easy to do, but I think it's the prudent thing to do, to kind of follow what you've done all year, have the order of the players, and, take that as they come.
Those first two picks were defense, and they were both from the same university. How does that end up happening?
It was a productive trip to Gainesville.
I guess so.
Yeah. Jared is a great football player, great person, very instinctive. We're playing that middle linebacker, and we hope for many years with him calling our defense. And, Jalen's a good kid too. He's a very dynamic personality. He's a very instinctive football player. We really grow to love those guys on film, and then we spent some time with them at the combine and then made a trip down to Gainesville in late March and really solidified our opinions.
Now that's Jalen Tabor, of course, and then you drafted another Jalen today, Jalen Reeves-Maben. What did you see in that linebacker?
Yeah, Jalen Reeves-Maben, another instinctive guy that was very productive in the SEC. I felt like we watched a lot of SEC football over the course of the year with all the prospects at each team, as you well know. And those two linebackers really stood out. And Jalen's a really little bit undersized, but really fast, explosive, a great tackler. And he's going to add a different dynamic to our defense.
You addressed the offense as well, adding wide receiver Kenny Golladay, tight end Michael Roberts. What kind of role do you see for those two guys?
Yeah, Kenny's going to come in and compete with our group. Primarily, we'll start him out on the outside, but he does have some unique skill set for a bigger receiver that he has some slot abilities as well. And then Michael is a big tight end, a big Y. We spent a lot of time with Mike down at Toledo.
Saw the picture. He tweeted it today.
Oh, he did?
He did.
Okay. I did not see that yet.
Yes.
He's a big Y tight end that has red area talent, caught, I think, over 15 touchdowns this year. So really, really good addition to the tight end room.
You also drafted a quarterback in the sixth round for the second time, Brad Kaya. What did you like about him as a quarterback?
Yeah, Brad, at the University of Miami, we had a really good connection with Al Golden being on our staff. So
right.
We had a great insight to his personality, his work ethic, and all the things that we look for in a quarterback position. The tape was good. He's got a quick release. He's got some development that he needs to do, that he needs to work on some things. And that's what he'll come here to do. And he'll come in and compete with Jake. And we feel really good about the quarterback room.
And you addressed the defensive line as well, added some depth there. Why did you like those two guys that you picked up?
Yeah, Jeremiah came is a versatile defensive lineman, Ledbetter from Arkansas. He came in and he played multiple spots at Arkansas. We see him primarily as a defensive tackle.
Okay.
So we'll play him inside first, knowing that he does have some position flex to bounce outside. So and then later in the draft, we took Patrick O'Connor from nearby Eastern Michigan. He showed up on the radar. We watched a little bit of film with him, back in November and December. Then he showed up at Michigan's Pro Day because they had some of the top prospects from around the area. And he really showed out well there. And then we brought him here to our local day. And very impressive kid, good size, strength, high motor. So really looking forward to working with him.
Now, you did not draft a running back, which is something a lot of people thought you were going to. Why was that?
Yeah, felt really good about how our running backs, our depth chart looks right now. We have a couple guys coming back off injury that are, going to be ready to go for the season. So, we investigated and we scouted the running backs. At just no point in the draft did we feel like the value kind of equated to the player. So we're happy with the crew that we have at that position.
All right. Well, thank you so much for giving us your insight on this draft, and good luck with the undrafted rookie free agent process.
Thank you.